You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
dark gray clouds promise to spice up a peaceful summer rainfall with an occasional growl of thunder here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse living room.
Doesn't look like we'll be going outside to play today.
Nope, we're stuck inside again. Thunderstorms. What are we gonna do?
Got any ideas, Sam?
Let's go to the library and get some books to read.
Yeah, what do you say, Jack?
Sounds good to me. Miss Honeypepper said we should keep reading over the summer.
Oh, and I've been meaning to find a book to help me figure out what my dreams mean. I've had some pretty strange ones lately.
Last night I climbed in bed, I fell fast asleep, and before too long I was tumbling down, having a dream. I dreamed about my mom and dad, and they were 10 feet tall. They couldn't fit inside our house, 'cause their heads stuck through the walls. I couldn't understand them, I couldn't hear a word of theirs, 'cause everything that they would say could only be heard upstairs. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. Sand in a foreign land, a place I'd never see. The people were all very strange. They had green hair, and when they took me to their leader, she wasn't very fair. She told me that if I wanted to leave, I'd have to do what she said. She made me recite the alphabet while standing on my head. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. Oh, one more time.
Come on now.
I don't know how they get inside my.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
It was nice of Mom to bring us to the library.
Jack, Steve, check this out.
Shh. Remember, Sam, we're in the library.
Oh, yeah. Oops, sorry. Look at this. The library's sponsoring a summer reading challenge.
Hey,
It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
challenge.
Spelling, please.
C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. A summons to take part in a contest or a trial of strength. A demanding or difficult task that requires special effort. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are dare.
I dare you to eat pizza upside down.
Test.
Lifting these weights is a simple test of strength.
Or trial.
The Alaskan track and field team hopes to make it through the 200-meter trial.
Sentence, please.
I don't know if I can meet this challenge. I mean, you have to read 10 books over the summer.
Well, I think you can do it, Jack.
All you have to do is believe you can.
In your heart, you know that no one can change.
No one can change
the path that you must go.
No, 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 no.
Believe what you feel and know you're right because
just because
the time will come up.
Say it's yours. Believe there's reason to be. Believe you can make time stand still. And know from the moment you try, if you believe, I know. From the start, you'll have brains, you'll have a heart, you'll have courage to last your whole life through. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in yourself as I believe in you.
We just heard one from Jonathan Lee Iverson.
All right. There's a book all about pizza, my favorite food.
And I found one on how to make your own rocket ship.
Wow.
Hey, look over there. Isn't that...
I think it is. It's Jerry, the garbage man.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, if it isn't the Zucchini Brothers, what brings you boys to the library?
We talked our mom into bringing us to the library.
We're going to enter the summer reading challenge. Are you going to enter the summer reading challenge?
Oh, no. I think you got to be a kid to be part of that. But I sure do love to read books anyway. I don't like to watch TV on account of what might happen if you do.
It's time for a poem.
Jimmy Jet and His TV Set from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
I'll tell you the story of Jimmy Jet, and you know what I tell you is true. He loved to watch his TV set almost as much as you. He watched all day, he watched all night, till he grew pale and lean from the early show to the late, late show and all the shows between. He watched till his eyes were frozen wide and his bottom grew into his chair and his chin turned into a tuning dial and antenna grew out of his hair and his brains turned into TV tubes and his face to a TV screen and two knobs saying vert and horiz grew where his ears had been. And he grew a plug that looked like a tail. So we plugged in little Jim. And now, instead of him watching TV, we all sit around and watch him.
Ah!
my ABCs, bring home A's instead of D's, and my ma and dad I'd please if I had rhythm in my nursery rhymes. In the corner on a stool, I'd sit cause I broke a rule, but I'd show them that I'm no fool if I had rhythm in my nursery rhymes. Tra-la-la-la-la won't get me far, lately I've been thinking, if I had a little bit of rhythm, I could be a Washington or a Lincoln. Simple Simon at the fair met a pieman who was there. About those two guys, I don't care. I need rhythm in my nursery rhyme.
Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the Clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Tommy Dorsey. At the top of the news today, is there rhythm in nursery rhymes? According to Dr. Know-It-All, there's no doubt about it. Coward Hossell is live in our studio with the story. Coward?
Coward Hossell here with Dr. Know-It-All.
And the point is that the secret to excellent potato soup lies in using the freshest potatoes possible. Fresh parsley and garlic.
Doctor, aren't you here today to talk about rhythm and nursery rhymes?
Of course I knew that. What makes you think I didn't know that?
Well,
remember, Coward, on any subject, medical, non-medical, pottery, archery, beeblery, cookery, auto mechanicry, I know it all.
Okay, here we go. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. What's the rhythm?
Ooh, slow blues, 4/4 beat, pretty straight ahead.
Okay, here's a tougher one. Okay. Wee Willie Winkle runs through town, upstairs, downstairs in his nightgown.
That's a funk beat. Kind of dancey, a little less conservative in rhythm than most nursery rhymes.
Uh-huh.
Let's have another one.
Okay.
I can know it all here.
Elsie Molly is grown so fine, she won't get up to feed the swine.
Oh, Marley. Well, there's no question. It's obviously a reggae rhythm.
Well, folks, you learn something new every day. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. It's a rainy, balmy, warm summer's day here in Zucchini Land. We'll have noisy thunderstorms stubbornly continuing into tomorrow. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. You used a lot of adjectives in your weather report. I like adjectives. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Last thing, so we understand.
Out of the other parts of speech, like verbs or nouns. All you have to do is tack on an ending like ick or ish or eric. For example, this boy can grow up to be a huge man, but still have a boyish face. Boy is a noun, but the ending ish makes it an adjective, boyish. That describes the huge man's face. Get it? Next time you go on a trip,
from Schoolhouse Rock.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
Are you here for story time?
Story time? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each week a member of the community comes to the library to read a story to the kids. And today's special guest reader is Mayor Muffin.
Oh, wow. Oh, there he is. Hi, Mayor Muffin.
Hello, children. Come on down to the community room. It's story time.
Shh.
Story time. Story time. Story time, story time.
The Missing Axe from Odds Bodkins, The Blossom Tree.
There was once an old man who, of all his possessions, prized the most his axe. Along its handle were carved the faces of all the gods of the temple. The blade of his axe was so sharp he could pass it through a log as if it were a knife going through softened butter. One day, he went to his shed where he kept his prized axe. But it was gone. Angrily, he flung away sacks of rice. He pulled open his closets. He pushed over his furniture. But his prized axe was missing. And that was when he saw, outside his window, walking by, the young son of his neighbor. Angrily, the man ran to the boy, grabbed him at his collar, and said, "Where is my axe?" The boy looked like a thief, walked like a thief, and spoke like a thief. It wasn't but a few days later. The man went to the place in the forest where he cut his best timber. And there, stuck in a stump, where he himself had left it, but utterly forgotten, was his axe. And the next time he saw his neighbor's son, why, the young man looked, walked, and spoke like anyone else.
So, Susan,
Are you going to take part in the summer reading challenge?
Yeah, and I'm going to look for some books to read right now.
Me too. Wow, look at this book. It's perfect for me.
Are you sure, Steve?
The quote of the day is...
Never judge a book by its cover.
Obviously, this book is about my three favorite things. See? It's called Sweaters, Cheese, and Fudge. Mm. And on the cover are pictures of sweaters, cheese, and fudge.
Let me see that, Steve. Maybe you should read the full title.
It says, Sweaters, Cheese, and Fudge. Yeah. How to Remove Tough Stains from Your Clothes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Steve.
Well, when it's very cold, I like to wear my sweater. Ooh. And when my tummy's hungry, I like to eat my cheddar. Please don't be mad. Don't hold a grudge. Don't ask me to give you my last piece of fudge.
Now, Steve, you would give me your last piece of fudge, wouldn't
you? Well, I'd share it with you.
That's good.
Well, I don't mean to be strange, and I don't mean to be crude, but this song is all about sweaters. Woo. And two kinds of food. Sometimes you gotta be silly, sometimes you gotta have fun. Woo! But please don't leave my cheddar cheese sitting in the hot sun.
Yeah.
Please don't be mad, please don't hold a grudge. Don't ask me to give you my last piece of fudge.
But I'll share my sweater. That's good. Now, I think Sam would probably like some cheese, maybe?
I don't know.
Beef, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we end it?
Let's end it on this.
All right.
Yeah. We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Home Sweet Clubhouse.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
Hello, Steve. This is Larry the librarian.
Oh, hi, Larry. We just saw you at the library.
Yes.
Remember you checked our books out?
Yes, I did, and your brother Sam left one of his here, The Tale of Mr. Morton.
Uh-oh.
But don't worry. I sent it home with your friend Susan. She said she'd drop it off at your clubhouse.
Oh, that was a close call. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Would you like to hear a song, Larry?
That'd be wonderful. How about one from Schoolhouse Rock?
You got it.
This is the tale of Mr. Morton. Mr. Morton is who? He is the subject of our tale, and the predicate tells what Mr. Morton must do. Mr. Morton walked down the street. Mr. Morton walked. Mr. Morton talked to his cat. Mr. Morton talked. Hello, cat. You look good. Mr. Morton was lonely. Mr. Morton was. Mr. Morton is the subject of the sentence, and what the predicate says he does. Mr. Morton knew just one girl. Mr. Morton knew. Mr. Morton grew flowers for Pearl. Mr. Morton grew. Mr. Morton was very shy. Mr. Morton was. Mr. Morton is the subject of the sentence, and what the predicate says he does. The subject is a noun. That's a person, place, or thing. It's who or what the sentence is about. And the predicate is the verb. That's the action word that gets this subject up and out. Mr. Morton wrote Pearl a poem. Mr. Morton wrote. Pearl replied in the afternoon. Pearl replied by a note. Mr. Morton was very nervous. Mr. Morton was. Mr. Morton is the subject of the sentence, and what the predicate says he does. The cat stretched, the sun beat down, a neighbor chased his kid. Come here, kid, come on. Each sentence is completed when you know what the subject did. Mr. Morton knocked on her door. Mr. Morton knocked. Mr. Morton sat on her porch. Yes, he just sat there and rocked. Mr. Morton was a nervous man. When she opened up the door, he ran. Mr. Morton climbed up his stairs. Mr. Morton climbed. Mr. Morton rhymed pretty words. Mr. Morton rhymed. Mr. Morton was lonely. Mr. Morton was. Until Pearl showed up with a single rose. Who says women can't propose? Now Mr. Morton is happy, and Pearl and the cat are too. They're the subject of the sentence, and what the predicate says, hey, do.
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WDDY in Albany, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled ZucchiniBrothers. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,276. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your own homemade book.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Ah, I wish that book was about sweaters, cheese, and fudge.
There's probably one out there that is.
Gonna have to research it.
We'll go back. More books is always a good thing. We can even go back when it's not raining.
That's a good idea.
It doesn't have to be raining.
Oh, I hate it!